As humble as the setting is, his birth is accompanied by the attention of the heavenly host. The shepherds, who are privileged to share in the moment, become bearers of a story full of wonder. Jesus' birth is more than a cosmic event. It is the arrival of divine activity that should provoke joy, reflection, and attentiveness. That is why Mary ponders these events and the shepherds return glorifying God. As with other incidents in the infancy material, the angel describes a sign. The shepherds will know this announcement is true when they see the child in a manger. The angelic announcement does not come in mystical isolation. It connects to concrete events. The praise of the heavenly host offers honor to God and peace to men on whom his favor rests. This last phrase is not a declaration of universal salvation, but refers to those who are the special objects of God's grace. They are like the God-fearers Mary mentioned in Luke chapter 1, verses 50 through 53, whom God will exalt with his blessing. They are the saved or the elect, those on whom God has bestowed the favor of his grace. The angels present the commentary of heaven on the events of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. They identify the child and reflect the heaven's excitement that this child has come to do God's work. The shepherds have the type of response any of us should have as we contemplate these events. Their curiosity leads them to go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. As they see God's word honored in the presence of the sign, they come to testify to God's work and tell the story of the children. In addition, there is the shepherds glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. This birth is no mere arrival of new life, as poignant as such an event is. The story is not told so that the hearers can identify with the new mother and father or enjoy a story of hope of a touching birth in humble surroundings. This birth has value because of whose birth it is. The shepherds have found that the angel's words were true, that events have transpired just as they had been told. God's word is coming to pass. His plan is again strategically at work. They break out in praise to God because he has sent Jesus, the Savior, Lord, and Christ.